Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Now, construction activity moved into positive territory for the first time in almost a year last month. According to the BNP Paribas Real Estate Ireland Construction Index, residential building is driving the market upwards, but input costs such as steel and concrete are also rising rapidly. John McCarthy is Director of Research at BNP Paribas Real Estate. Morning, John.
Morning, Shane.
Let's start with the overall value of your index. I don't know anything about these numbers. It's 51.6, and it jumped last month from negative territory of 47.4. Good news. What does it all mean?
Yeah, well, anything over 50 signifies expansion, Shane. So a reading of 51.6 is fairly robust expansion. And indeed, as you said in your introduction there, it is the first expansion the sector has experienced since last June. And it's the fastest rate of expansion for 2 years.
Right. And that's all because of, or mainly down to, residential construction.
Well, it's a combination, actually, of residential and commercial. But when you scratch beneath the surface, the dynamics in the two sectors are quite different. So on the commercial side, what is now happening is there is a surge of office blocks in particular being completed in Dublin. Now, that market is already oversupplied. So when these buildings are completed, they're going to add to the oversupply. And as a result, you're not going to get any more new office blocks starting. So this is kind of the last hurrah of commercial activity. And I would expect that commercial activity will slow from this point. It's exactly the opposite with residential. We've had very strong commencements over the last couple of years, really, and in particular in the first couple of months of this year, commencements are up over 80% year on year in February. And that, I think, tells us that there's going to be strong housing delivery in 2025 and beyond.
So residential building is helping to drive up the market, but also building costs are going up too. So while the market's very buoyant, things like steel and concrete, very expensive to get them.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we had seen over a long period of time, really since October 2021, was that construction inflation had been slowing. But since September of last year, we've seen it sort of stabilize and actually begin to creep back up again. And the reason for that, I suppose, is that some of the key materials, such as cement, concrete blocks, steel, paint and varnish, all rising at 5 or 6% per annum. And that just relates to global markets and ultimately is correlated with the price of oil, because these products are expensive to produce and they depend on oil. And they're expensive to transport, and the transportation also requires the use of fuel.
Now, we have Taoiseach Simon Harris saying that he's going to build a quarter of a million new houses by 2030. We then have a major national retrofitting scheme as well going on to try and bring some of our existing housing stock, obviously, up to better energy levels. That's all great. Do we have the builders? Do we have the staff? And are we going to be hiring more of them?
Yeah, well, I believe that we do. So although you sometimes hear that there is a shortage of staff in the sector, the signals that we're getting from the market, the economic signals, don't really reflect that. So just to give you the numbers, employment in the sector rose by just under 3% year on year in January. So the building companies are able to find workers when they need them. We have seen in our PMI that the construction firms that we interview have told us in 32 of the last 36 months that they've expanded their headcount, so they're able to find staff. And I think most critically of all, wages in the sector are actually falling. So of the 17 sectors that are measured by the CSO, wage growth in the construction sector is 14th out of the 17th. So it's actually negative. So that doesn't suggest that firms are unable to recruit, and therefore they're having to get into a sort of an auction situation to attract workers into their companies.
Okay, just back to the commercial property sector that you were mentioning there. So you're saying commercial construction certainly not dead yet. People will be wondering, how on earth in a place like Dublin are there any more offices needed to be built?
Yeah, and I suppose that is why I think we would expect that there will be a slowdown in commercial construction. But I think what we're seeing at the moment is the conclusion of schemes that were originated maybe 2 or 3 years ago, maybe even longer. So the lead time in constructing an office block is, even once you get on site, it's probably over 2 years from start to finish. So the office blocks that we're seeing being completed now were started in a very different time. In fact, some of them were even started in the pre-COVID period, and they've been delayed because of the COVID restrictions. So I think it's just the nature of these cycles. Supply tends to overshoot because of construction lags. That then causes rents to fall. The fall in rents causes values to fall, and that's the signal for developers to turn off the taps. We have enough office blocks for now.
All right, John, thank you very much for telling us about that. John McCartney, Director of Research at BNP Paribas Real Estate. And that's it for Breakfast Business here on News Talk. Up next.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.